listener production. More activists face jail time. US grab alleged Lockerbie bomber. Bipartisan tour of the Pacific. And US Republican claims election fraud. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Monday, December 12. Number 1. The Greens will seek to vote down federal government plans for up to $500 million in compensation for coal companies subjected to price caps. Labor is negotiating with the states on the amount to compensate coal companies for its plan to set coal and gas price caps, with up to $500 million on offer. Parliament will be recalled on Thursday to consider a government package agreed at National Cabinet last week designed to reduce power costs. Greens leader Adam Bandt said the party would oppose attempts for compensation to be paid to fossil fuel companies and called for the package to encourage people to transition off gas to electric. The energy industry is mobilising in particular against a long-term, quote, reasonable price provision included in a Treasury consultation paper and is considering an ad campaign against the plan. Number 2. More than a dozen climate activists are facing possible jail time after being charged under the same laws that led to Deanna Violet Coco being handed a 15-month sentence. A string of activists linked to climate group Blockade Australia have been charged under the laws. The bulk of charges relate to two Sydney CBD protests in June. In court documents, police described the protests as erratic and volatile, accusing the climate activists of launching projectiles such as garbage bins and traffic signs, and causing, quote, significant disruption to peak hour traffic. It comes as 9 climate protesters become the first people charged for disrupting Queensland Parliament in more than 30 years. Number 3. The Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that destroyed a passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in US custody. Pan Am Flight 103, travelling from London to New York, exploded over Lockerbie in December 21, 1988, killing all 259 people on board and another 11 on the ground. Abu Aguila Muhammad Masood Kir Amarimi had been kidnapped by a militia group in Libya, leading to speculation that he was going to be handed over to US authorities to stand trial. Number 4. Australian politicians from both major parties will tour Pacific countries this week in a bid to signal bipartisan support. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong and her opposition counterpart, Simon Birmingham, will visit Vanuatu, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau. The Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, will be joined by his opposition shadow, Michael McCormack. The four politicians issued a joint media release today declaring, as a member of the Pacific family, Australia's commitment to working with Pacific partners to achieve our shared aspirations and address our shared challenges is bipartisan. The group will first visit Vanuatu, where Australian officials have recently been dispatched after a devastating cyber attack that crippled the nation's national infrastructure. And number 5. Carrie Lake, the Republican defeated in the Arizona governor's race, is formally challenging her loss, asking a court to throw out certified election results. Lake has refused to acknowledge that she lost to Democrat Katie Hobbs by more than 17,000 votes, and baselessly suggested there was widespread voter fraud. Lake was one of the most high-profile Republican candidates in the midterm elections to embrace former President Donald Trump's false claims of voter fraud in 2020. It comes as outgoing Brazilian leader Jair Bolsonaro also emulates Trump's election-denying strategy, challenging his defeat. That's it for Post today, December 12. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.